short play. Part 1. Listen, read, and act.
Scene 1. One day, little Andy was sitting on a hill, looking after his sheep. The sheep were eating grass happily. Soon, little Andy had nothing to do and became bored. He looked down the hill to the village and saw all the people busily working. Then, I'm sorry to say, little Andy thought out a trick. He stood up and shouted,
"Wolf! Wolf! There's a wolf after my sheep!"
"Did you hear something? I heard a boy crying."
"No, I didn't hear anything." "Wolf! Wolf! There's a wolf after my sheep!" "Yes, this time I heard it. There's a wolf after his sheep."
"Let's go quickly and help the boy."
"Hey, everybody, let's stop working. Let's go quickly."
"What's the matter, Andy? Is there a wolf here?"
"No, there aren't any wolves. I was only joking with you." "Joking with us? You're telling lies."
"Shouldn't tell lies. If you do, nobody will believe you in the future."
"I was only joking. I'm sorry. Please go back. Don't worry. I'm okay."
Scene 2. The following day, little Andy was on the hill again, looking after his sheep. At first, he was reading a book, and then he began to throw stones. Later on, he felt bored again. He was thinking of what he should do next.
"Should I call the farmers here again?" "No, I'd better not. They'll be angry with me." "Well, I'll just do it one more time." "Help! Help! There's a wolf!"
"Did you hear that? The boy called out again. Is it true or not?"
"Maybe it's not true. Last time he deceived us. Maybe he's lying again." "Wolf! Wolf! A wolf's here!"
"Oh, come on. Maybe he's in danger this time. We should help him quickly."
"All right, let's go. Hurry up." "Ha ha, you're here again."
"Listen, Andy, you shouldn't tell lies, or you'll come to a bad end."
"Let's go."
Scene 3. Little Andy fell asleep under a big tree. At this moment, a big wolf was coming.
"There is a little boy here. That will taste better than any sheep."
"Oh my goodness! A big wolf! Help! Help! A big wolf here!"
"The boy is crying for help again."
"Don't worry. He has nothing to do. He's telling lies again. Let's go on working." "Wolf! Wolf! There's really a wolf!"
"I'm here to help you. Don't go away. Nobody will come this time."
"Wolf! Wolf!"
"There isn't any sound now. Maybe he's asleep again. Let's call him back home. It's getting dark."
"Let's go."
"Andy! Andy! Where are you?"
"Where is Andy?"
"I don't know."
"Look! This is Andy's shoe!"
"Oh my! He's been eaten by a wolf!"
"Surely not! Let's look for him quickly."
He shouldn't tell lies. He's come to a bad end.
Let's go home and call more people here.
We can try, but I don't think there's much hope. Liars aren't believed, even when they tell the truth.
Exercises. Part 2. Let's sing. Part 4. Listen and choose the right answer.
Beautiful scene, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
May I take your picture?
Wonderful, please.
Now, point to the mountain. Great. Just a second. Let me stand by the lake. It's a good view. Nice. Thank you. What's your name?
I'm Wang Lin. And yours, please?
I'm Louise. I'm from Paris.
Oh, you speak nice English. I think you're from England.
I've been to England several times, but I'm French.
Is it your first time in Beijing?
Yes, I came here last September.
Are you a photographer or a journalist?
No, I'm an exchange student. I'm studying Chinese at Beijing Language and Culture University.
Do you like coming to the Summer Palace?
Yes, I visited the park many times.